Okay, today I want to talk about the Seventh-day Adventists. Which is a group that is also active in Athens. Who also is active among Iranians and Afghans. In fact, I got a question from one of you. And one of you is not here at the moment, like usual.
Yeah.
When you ask me questions, I'm not always preaching the next week about it. It could be two weeks later. Yeah, so let me make clear, the Seventh-day Adventists, it's a cult. And I will show you this in a moment. Why? Yeah. Yet, like a lot of other cults and false religions, they claim to be Christians. Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Let me give you a couple of reasons why we preach on these things. First of all, it is so you don't get deceived. And the Seventh-day Adventist movement is particularly deceptive.
Yeah,
most Christians will think of them, oh, they're just Christians that are determined to worship or take their day of rest on the Sabbath. But it's not just like that. Second reason I preach on this is so you're equipped. Yeah, so you can give a response.
درست تو در دستتون داشته باشین که بتونین جواب بدین.
You can warn other people for this cult.
که اعلام خطر رو به بقیه بکنین که گول نخورن.
And the third reason I preach on this.
و سومین دلیلی که موعظه می‌کنم در مورد
because it's my job to expose false teachings and false religions.
Yeah,
the Bible warns us about false teachers.
Yeah,
we see even calling out specific people by name. Like Hymenaeus, Philetus,
Alexander.
Yeah. On what basis are we making judgments?
Who are you to say they're wrong?
The answer is simple, the word of God.
Now,
the Bible is our final authority, not man. Not in tradition, and certainly not a self-proclaimed prophet like L.G. White from the Seventh-day Adventist movement. Yeah, because they follow this prophetess. Now, before we get into their doctrines and their teachings, let me start with giving you a short history. And just that history should set off some alarms. Now, they're called the Seventh-day Adventist. Now, the Adventist part of their name is not because they are looking forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
because we all believe in that. That name stems from a guy who's called William Miller.
از آقای به نام ویلیام میلر
who predicted that Jesus would come back in 1843 or 1844.
که اعلام کرد که عیسی مسیح سال 1844 برمیگرده.
And he based these dates on calculations he made.
و طبق حساب‌ها و حساب‌رسایی که کرد
using a scripture from Daniel chapter 8.
از دانیال فصل 8 آیاتی رو
where it talks about cleansing of the sanctuary after 2300 days.
پاک کردن معبد مقدس بعد از how many days?
2300.
2300
سال. So, which he believes stood for 2300 years.
و ایمان داره که 2300 سال طول می‌کشه.
Yeah, then by doing some math,
با حساب کردن,
he would end up at 1843 and 1844.
با اضافه کردن به رسید به سال 1844.
So, in these years, he predicted several times that Jesus would come back.
بارها پیشگویی کرد که عیسی مسیح برمیگرده.
And then his final date was in the 22nd of October of 1844.
آخرین تاریخی رو که اعلام کرد 22 اکتبر 1300
1844. Now, by that time, William Miller had become quite a popular guy, popular preacher, and had gotten a sizable group that was following him, believing his calculations. And there were many people that were ready to meet Jesus on that day. Now, this might shock you, but Jesus did not come back on that day. Now imagine all these people that were just in anticipation, waiting. 21st, tomorrow Jesus will come. 22nd started. This is the day.
It's
getting later and later on the day. And then it became the 23rd. And nothing happened. Now, this event went down into history as The Great Disappointment. It's the official title of that day. Now, obviously, many people stopped following William Miller. Yet there were some diehards who didn't give up on this, and they came up with a story explaining what actually happened on that day.
Amma baghiye budan ke goftan na doroste un etefaq oftad bali un ke ma tavaqqush dashtim.
Yeah, showing that William Miller was right in the date.
William Miller tarikh o dorost elam karde.
Yeah, sounds like modern day prophets.
Mese nabi haye emruz donyaye ke televizioni elam mikonan.
They say some things.
Migan farda ye etefaq miofte, bad etefaq nemiofte.
The day comes.
بعد میاد فردا
nothing happens
باز اون چیزی که گفتن نمیشه
and then they go all over the world searching for news
they find some events میبینن تو اون شهر تو اون منطقه یه چیزی شبیه شاید نزدیکش اتفاق افتاده
yeah. something fell off a roof somewhere and that is the explanation of the prophecy
افتاد پایین پس نبوت هم در مورد اون سقف افتاده
so here's what this group came up with
در حقیقت چیزی بود که این گروه
it was that in 1844
در سال 1844
entered into the Holy and Holiest in heaven and started cleansing the temple. By the way, this is still going on today. And on top of that, they said, this is the day that Jesus started this investigative judgment of the believers.
And
he's still busy with that.
Because
as soon as he's busy, if they finish doing this, he'll come back again.
Now,
this is not biblical doctrine. Yeah, it teaches that the redemption work of Christ was not completed and that now a new work started in
1844. Now, let me
go to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9, 24 till
Hebrews 9,
24 to 26. 24 to 26. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
زیرا مسیح به معابد ساخته شده به دست داخل نشد که مثال مکان حقیقی بلکه به خود آسمان داد آنکه الان در حضور خدا برای ما ظاهر شدند نه آنکه جان خود را بارها قربانی کنند مانند آن کاهن اعظم که هر سال با خون دیگری به مکان اقدس داخل می شود
نه Jesus dealt with this once
عیسی مسیح یک بار این کار را انجام داد
Here is the reality of what happened
اتفاقی که واقعا افتاد
This day did not come from the Bible
اون روز اتفاق نیفتاد.
In fact, the Bible specifically tells us
کتاب مقدس هم در مورد اون روز صحبت نمی‌کنه.
To guess days because we do not know the day or the hour.
به ما گفته حدس نزنید چون هیچ کی نه روز
Yeah, go to Matthew 24.
نه ساعت رو میدونه.
Matthew 24.
24
36 to 37.
36 تا 37.
And this is a passage about the end times.
در مورد ایام آخره.
Of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
اما از آن روز و ساعت هیچ کس اطلاع ندارد. حتی فرشتگان آسمان جز پدر من و بس. اما چنان که ایام نوح ظهور پسر انسان نیز خواهد بود.
Yeah, so no man knows the day or the hour of what?
هیچ کسی
the coming of the Son of Man.
و روز چی نمیدونه؟ پسر خدا رو.
The second coming.
دومین بار اومدن عیسی مسیح رو.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus didn't come back in
1844. Nothing happened. برنگشت و هیچ اتفاقی نیفتاد.
They just made up something to cover his false prediction.
1844 نیومد. فقط یه داستان ساختن که بتونن گنکاریشون رو در حقیقت ببینن.
And this is the group we're talking about. This is
در حقیقت گروهی هست که در موردش صحبت
می‌کنیم. The Seventh Day Adventist.
گروه Seventh Day Adventist امروزمون هستن.
Yeah. Before the great disappointment.
قبل از ناامیدی زیادشون.
Yeah, when everybody followed William Miller.
وقتی همه دنبال شبانشون ویلیام میلر می‌رفتن.
They were called Adventists.
بهشون
because they were looking for this predicted coming of Jesus.
دنبال برگشتن عیسی مسیح بودن.
Now the second part of the name.
دومین نامشون هفتمین روز در حقیقت هفتمین روز.
Yeah, points to the fact that they're Sabbath keepers.
نشون میده که روز سبت رو هنوز نگه می‌دارن.
Yeah, they keep the Jewish Sabbath.
هنوز سبت یهودی رو نگه داشته.
Now I preached a whole sermon on this topic not too long ago.
خیلی وقت نیست که وقت گذاشتم در مورد سبت صحبت کردم.
We don't have to keep the Sabbath.
گفتم که ما ایمانداران اجباری نداریم سبت رو نگه داریم.
And it's actually a picture of salvation.
در حقیقت تصویری هست از نجات.
Yeah, salvation is through by grace through faith, not of ourselves, not of works. Yeah, the picture is that we enter into the rest of Jesus, ceasing from our own works, to be saved. Yeah, listen to the sermon if you want to know more about that. Or read Hebrews 4.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, Sabbath keeping is clearly not something that the Bible teaches to do. And this is one of their false doctrines.
یکی از درسای غلطشون در مورد اونه.
Colossians 2:16.
کلوسیان 2:16.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن و درباره عید و ماه نو و سبت بر شما حکم نکنه.
Yeah, don't let anybody judge you in regards.
هیچ کسی حکم نکنه برای روز سبت.
So even their name already reveals that they are fraud.
حتی نامشون در حقیقت نشون میده که دروغه.
The term Adventist comes from a false prediction in the past, 1844.
در سال 1844 پیشگویی کردن که اتفاق نیفتاد.
And the seven points to their Sabbath keeping observance.
روز نگه داشتن سبته.
Now in this new Seventh Day Adventist movement,
در اون حرکت و انقلاب هفتم ادونتیست,
there were some key leaders.
مدیران کلیدی هستند.
The most prominent being a woman called Ellen G. White.
معروف ترین کسشون یه خانومی بود به نام الن جی وایت.
Yeah, and she with her husband were on the main leaders in that group.
و اون و شوهرش جز مدیرای اصلی اون گروه بودن.
Now, from 1844 till 1863.
در سال 1844.
Ellen G. White experienced between 100 and 200 visions.
بین 100 تا 200 رویا دید.
Many of them happening in public.
Now,
I want you to get a feel for this.
Yeah?
So listen to the description from their own writings. Yeah, this is from Ellen G. White, The Early Years, Volume 1.
سالهای اولیه کتاب فصل اول.
So I'll just read you from some quotes from that book.
از جمله هایی رو که در مورد کتابش نوشته شده رو براتون میخونم.
Jean Logborough, who had seen White in vision 50 times since 1852.
و اون خانومی که در حقیقت 1852 50 بار رویا دید.
And her husband James White.
و خانومش شوهرش James White.
Listed several physical characteristics that marked the visions.
چند تا شخصیت در مورد اون رویا به ما درس میده.
The visions that Ellen G. White had.
رویایی که Ellen G. White داشت.
Let me read that quote. In passing into vision,
وقتی در رویا وارد شدم.
She gives three enrapturing shouts of glory.
سه تا فریاد جلال رو داشت.
Which echo, re-echo,
اعلام کرد و اعلام کرد.
And especially the third.
و سومیش.
Fainter.
کمتر
more thrilling
شد.
Than the first.
از اولی ولی صداش قوی تر.
The voice resembling that of one quite a distance from you.
صدایی که خیلی فاصلش دور بود اما.
And just going out of hearing.
و دیگه کم میتونستی بشنویش. Yeah.
Yani glory.
جلال.
Yeah. Second.
سومی.
For a few moments.
برای چند لحظه.
She would swoon and have no strength.
No, بدون قدرت میشد و قش میکرد.
Then she would be instantly filled with superhuman strength.
و بعد یهو قدرت زیاد انسانی پیدا میکرد.
Something rising to her feet.
یه چیزی
walking
در
about the room.
میافتاد و از اتاق جوری با قدرت بیرون میرفت.
She frankly moved her hands and arms.
دست و پاشو تکون میداد.
And had in gestures that were free and graceful.
دستایی رو نشون میداد که آزاد و پر از فیض بود.
But to whatever position she moved, a hand or arm, it could not be hindered nor controlled by even the strongest person.
حتی قوی ترین مرد تو دنیا تو اتاق هم نمیتونستن جلوی دستشو بگیرن.
In 1845,
the
80-pound white held her parents' 80.5-pound family Bible.
80 pound وزن یه خانم.
In her outstretched left hand for half an hour.
What?
She held this Bible
in
her left hand.
That's the chapesh.
Yeah, for half an hour, 80.5 pounds. Try. you can't even for very short. Yeah, so they basically were saying that she had supernatural strength.
Yeah,
she moved her hands. Nobody could stop that movement.
Yeah,
holding an heavy Bible like that for half an
hour.
And she did not breathe during the entire period of her vision that ranged from 15 minutes to 3 hours. Yeah, this is from their writings.
Yeah,
yet her pulse beat regularly.
And
her countenance remained pleasant as in a natural state. So didn't breathe for 3 hours. Yet her heart would beat. I wonder what the oxygen meter would read.
After 3 hours.
Her eyes were always open without
blinking.
Her head was raised, looking upwards with a pleasant expression,
as
if staring intently at some distant
object.
Several physicians at different times conducted a test to check her lack of breathing and other physical phenomena. Yeah. Eyes wide open, staring at a distance. That sounds creepy.
به نظر وحشتناک میاد به جای اینکه زیبا باشه. یه نفر در حقیقت زل زده قدیم بیرون چشاشم بازه و
She was utterly unconscious of everything that was spying around her.
کاملا میفهمید همه چیزی که اتفاق میفته.
And viewed herself as removed from this world.
و خودشو جدا
از این دنیا میدیده
و در حضور فرشتگان آسمان.
When she came out of vision.
از رویا وقتی میومد بیرون.
All seemed totally darkness.
همه چی تاریک.
In the daytime or a well-lighted room at night.
چه در روز چه در شب.
She would claim with a long draw sigh.
با صدای بلند اعلام میکنه.
As she took her first natural breath.
نفس معمولیشو میکشه.
D-H-R-K.
Dark. تاریک.
She was then limp and strengthless.
و بعد ضعف میافتاد و میفته زمین.
Now, does this sound like a prophet from the Bible?
No.
This is extremely weird.
That
sounds more like demon possession.
This
Ellen G. White wrote over 40 books.
این خانم 40 تا کتاب می‌نویسه.
And 2000 articles during her lifetime.
2000 تا مقاله در زمان زندگیش.
Now, you might say, what's the problem? Yes, it's weird.
مشکلش چیه؟ عجیبه. آره درسته.
But it gets really disturbing when you understand that the Seventh-day Adventist believe that whatever Ellen G. White said is authoritative, meaning being on par with the Bible.
یعنی هم اندازه کلام قدرت داره.
Listen to what it says on their main website. It's
adventist.org. در سایت اصلیشون adventist.org.
And this is number 18 of their core beliefs.
18مین هدیه اعتقادی که دارن بهشون اینه که
The gift of prophecy.
هدیه نبوت.
The scripture testifies that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is prophecy.
کتاب مقدس میگه یکی از هدایای کتاب روح القدس نبوت.
This gift is an identifying mark of the remnant church.
و این نشونه ثابت کردن کلیسای واقعی.
And we believe it was manifested in the ministry of Ellen G. White.
در خدمت Ellen G. White تکمیل شد.
Her writings
speak
with prophetic authority
با قدرت پروفتیک
and provide comfort, guidance, instruction and correction to the
church.
They also make clear that the Bible is a standard by which all teachings and experiences must be tested. Yeah, so her writings are prophetic authority.
نوشته قدرت نبوت میگن داشته.
And they provide comfort, guidance, instruction, and correction for the
آرامش، درس و استراحت میده به کلیسا.
Go to Second Timothy 3:16.
اما دوم تیموتائوس 3:16 چی بهمون میگه؟
Because it sounds a lot like it. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
تمامی کتاب از الهام خداست و به جهت تعلیم، تنبیه، اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است.
Yeah, sounds similar.
و در حقیقت ایمان داره که این خانوم نبی کلام خداوند بوده و تمام کلامش همینی بوده که در مورد روح القدس و در مورد کتاب مقدس نوشته شده. و در حقیقت این کتابهایی رو که نوشت، همه این مقاله‌هایی رو که نوشت، همه این رؤیاهای عجیبی رو که دید. اما ما یه عهد جدید داریم.
Because God's word cannot contradict itself, it will line up with the Old Testament.
نمیتونه ضد کلام خداوند باشه.
But the New Testament teaches us.
عهد جدید با عهد عتیق یکیست.
But the New Testament teaches us.
اما عهد جدید به ما درس میده و چیزهای جدید رو به ما درس میده.
The Seventh Adventists have Ellen G. White.
کتاب LG White هم دارن.
Revealing all kinds of new truths.
و اعلام میکنن یه حقیقت‌های جدید دیگه ای هست.
Yeah, and they would say, oh, if it doesn't contradict anything there, then these new things that she would say would be true.
جدید کامل خواهد شد.
Because after all, what she says is authoritative.
بعد از همه اونها کامل و بی‌عیبه.
It's like God spoke.
مثل اینکه خداوند صحبت کرده.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, the toned down version. Because if you go a couple years back on the Wayback Machine on the internet, which you should always do if you looking at false religions and cults, they actually changed the statement. Before it was even stronger. Before it said, as the Lord's messenger, her writings speak with prophetic authority.
So they added, as the Lord's messenger. قدرت صحبت کردن عظیمی داشت.
So you can start seeing why this is a cult.
ما میشه بفهمیم چرا یه فرقه دروغیه.
And they believe that in the end times,
در ایام آخر خداوند یه زنی رو فرستاد 40 تا کتاب بهشون داد و مقاله های بزرگی نوشت که به اندازه کلام عهد جدید مقدسه. بیایم یه لحظه بهش خلاصه نگاه کنیم.
هفتم ادونتیست
پر از تاریخچه تاریخ نبوت دروغی و اشتباه.
They wrongly believe in the second redemptive work of Christ.
و برمیگردند به دومین نبوت خداوند.
They wrongly believe that you need to keep the
Sabbath. ایمان دارند که روز سبت رو باید نگه دارن.
And they follow a false prophetess.
و معلمین نبوت دروغی رو داشتن.
And then what she says is seen as authoritative.
چیزی که میبینن که خانومی که اون کاری که کرده نبوتی که کرده به اندازه عهد جدید قدرت داره و این مسیحیت مسیحیتی که تا مقدسی نیست.
یکی از
چیزهایی که در سایتهای خودشون adventist.org نوشته شده آیه 26
It says the wages of sin is death but God who alone is immortal will grant eternal life to his redeemed until that day death is an unconscious state for all people.
مجازات گناه برگ است اما خداوندی که تنها و ابدی است همه رو به خواب میبره تا روزی که همه به زندگی برگردن.
So
یکی از درس‌های دروغی ایمان دارن که جسمانمون میخوابه.
Yeah, this is the false idea that if a person dies,
یه نفر وقتی میمیره
then they're just unconscious
بیهوش میشه
till the resurrection
or till the judgment. که عیسی مسیح برگرده همه‌شو خوابیدن.
That a teaching that the body is inseparable from the soul and the spirit.
جسم و جان و روح هیچ‌وقت از هم جدا
Go to Philippians 1:21-24 and see what the Bible says.
21-24. Philippians 1:21-24.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
زیرا که مرا زیستن مسیح از تو مردن سود من اگر زیستن در جسم همان ثمر کار من است پس نمیدانم کدام را اختیار کنم زیرا در میان این دو سخت گرفتار هستم چون که آرزو دارم که برم و با مسیح باشم زیرا این بسیار بهتر است اما در جسم ماندن برای شما لازم تر است.
Yeah, so for the believer to depart from the flesh
برای ایمانداران جدایی از جسم در حقیقت جسمانی مردن با مسیح یکی بودنه.
Paul had a desire to be with Christ.
پولس رسول چیزی داشت که در مسیح باشه.
Not a desire to lay in the earth sooner.
هدفش این نبوده که بره زیر خاک تا زیر خاک بمونه،
بلکه می‌خواسته
مستقیما در کنار عیسی مسیح باشه. برای ایماندار لحظه‌ای که می‌میره به جلال خداوند میرسه. زیر خاک بودن صدها هزار سال، کما رفتن، به دست آوردن.
It's gain because we are with Christ.
به دست آوردن چیزی است که با در همون لحظه در کنار مسیح باشیم.
Go to Genesis 35.
پیدایش 25.
The Bible also says that
کتاب مقدس میگه
when a person dies he gives up the ghost.
وقتی یه نفر میمیره در حقیقت روح خودش رو به خداوند تقدیم میکنه. بارها و بارها کلام خداوند رو اعلام میکنه.
I'll give you two examples.
دو تا مثال دارم برات.
And Isaac gave up the ghost and died. It was gathered into his people, behold, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.
35:29.
Yeah, the ghost leaves the body equals.
It doesn't say that in Farsi. So.
Somebody dies.
روحش میمیره در حقیقت. روحش ازش جدا میشه، یه نفر میبینه.
Luke 23.
لوقا 23.
Luke 23:46.
46.
And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And have said this, he gave up the ghost.
عیسی به صدای بلند صدا زد و گفت ای پدر به دستهایتون روح خود را می سپارم. این را بگفت و جان را تسلیم نمود.
Yesterday in the chapter.
دستهایت روحم را سپردم.
Jesus gave up the ghost.
عیسی مسیح روحش را سپرد به دست خداوند. نبودن روح مرگه.
Read also 43 from that chapter.
آیه 43 را بخونید در همون.
The story about the thief on the cross.
در مورد اون دزد بر روی صلیب.
Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today shall thou be with me in paradise.
عیسی به وی گفت هر آینه به تو میگویم امروز با من در فردوس خواهی بود.
Today you will go sleep still there's a resurrection
till the زمانی که من از مردگان برخاستم و قضاوت بشی قضاوت بکنم و بعد تو زنده بشی. نه امروز تو با من در فردوس خواهی بود. دوم قرنتیان فصل 5 آیه 6.
Therefore we are always confident knowing that whilst we are at home in the body we are absent from the Lord.
پس دائما مطمئن هستیم، میدانیم که مادامی که در بدن منزل داریم از خداوند قریب
میباشیم.
وقتی بمیریم با در مسیحی در مسیح در همون لحظه در خداوند قرار خواهیم گرفت. و در حقیقت این که بگیم جانمون روحمون میخوابه تا بدن بلند شه اعتقادی غلط و این اتفاق نمیفته. شاهدان یهوه، شاهدان دروغین یهوه هم همین اعتقاد رو دارن که میخوابن بعد بلند میشن.
And this is of course what the Seventh-day Adventists teach.
هفتم ادونتیست هم همین اعتقاد رو داره.
Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the story of Lazarus and the rich man.
یادتون میاد داستان ایلازر و اون ثروتمند رو صحبت کردیم. ایلازر میمیره.
He went to heaven.
میره به آسمون.
The rich man dies.
و اون پیر ثروتمند میمیره و میره به جهنم و چشماشو باز میکنه و در مجازات در جهنم هست.
And it brings me to a next false doctrine.
برمیگرده منو میرسونه به درس دروغی بعدی.
That's the doctrine of annihilation.
در حقیقت درس دروغی که ما رو
annihilation.
در حقیقت نابود میکنه.
Yeah, this teaches that punishment in hell doesn't last forever.
اعتقاد دارن که میگن مجازات جهنم موقتیه، ابدی نیست.
Again, listen to what it says on the website.
ببینید تو سایتشون چی نوشته.
This is again their main website. Unfortunately, these people are not raised to eternal life, but instead will face the second death.
در جهنم در زندگی جاوید نیستند بلکه مرگ دوم رو تجربه خواهند کرد.
What's the second death?
دومی مرگ چیست؟
Those who are raised in the second resurrection will face judgment.
اونهایی که در قضاوت در زنده شدن دوباره قرار میگیرن زنده میشن.
They will die a final death that lasts forever.
اونها جوری زندگی خواهند کرد که تا ابد مرگشون ادامه پیدا خواهد کرد.
And with that I mean
یعنی اینکه
stop existing.
دیگه وجود نخواهند داشت. یعنی جهنم کامل نیست.
They will have eternal punishment.
نمیگه مجازات ابدی داره بلکه میگه مرگ ابدی
داره. It's just the fact that they are deaf.
میمیرن.
Death that has ceased to be.
میمیرن دیگه نیستن.
Will last forever.
تا ابد میمونه.
So the churches that teaches when a person dies.
درس میده که در وقتی یه نفر میمیره.
They go to sleep.
میره خواب.
Then a judgment.
قضاوت.
And then are tossed in the lake of fire and burned.
بعد میرن به دریاچه آتش و بد به آسمون قرار
میده. And the logic comes from the idea that if you're in hell and are tormented.
به اون منطق برمیگره که شما اگه در جهنم هستین سالها و سالها.
Then you must be alive because you're conscious.
چون بیدار شدی.
And they will say, oh, that's immortality.
و این در حقیقت
immortality, not that you won't die.
نمی‌میری. در حقیقت یه نفر همیشه زنده است.
And that would contradict the Bible when it says that believers have everlasting life.
و این ضد کلام خداونده که ایمانداران همه زندگیشون جاویده و هیچ وقت دست نمیدن.
Go to Revelation 20.
مکاشفه 20 آیه 12.
Let's see what the Bible actually says about this.
ببینیم کتاب مقدس در موردش چی بهمون میگه.
And they even make remarks like, "Oh, a loving God would never punish people forever." Now let the Bible speak for itself. Revelation 20, verse 12.
مکاشفه 20 12.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
من مردگان را خرد و بزرگ دیدم که پیش خدا ایستاده بودند و دفترها را گشودند. از دفتری دیگر گشوده شد که دفتر حیات است و بر مردگان داوری شد. بر حسب اعمال ایشان از آن چه در دفترها مکتوب
است. Who are standing before God?
کی جان مقابل خداوند ایستاده؟
The dead are standing.
مردگان
how can the dead be standing?
چه جوری ایستادن؟
Because this is how the Bible describes those who are without Christ.
اونایی که در مسیح هستن می ایستن در مقابل خداوند تا قضاوت بشن.
Death is a conscious state.
مرگ قسمتی است که ما بیداریم.
And these people will never have life, never have
everlasting life. و اون فردها زندگی خواهند داشت و زندگی جاوید.
Death is their eternal state.
مرگ در حقیقت قسمت جاودانیشون هست.
And they're not burned up. Go to Revelation
14. نمیمیرن، نمیسوزن. مکاشفه 14 آیه 10 تا 11 رو بخونید.
The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and who have received the mark of his name.
اون از شراب خشم خدا که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم او ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور برده و آتش و گوگرد معذب خواهد شد و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می رود پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال او را پرستش می کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد.
Oh, it's just a smoke that keeps up going forever and ever.
Ey baba, dudesh abadal abadal
ame khad. They have no rest.
میگه نه، نمیخوابن، نه صبح دارن، نه شب دارن.
Hell is conscious.
جهنم ابدیت مجازات ابدی است. مکاشفه 20.
Yeah, we read it. It's talking about the millennium. I read verse 10.
ای ده رو بخونید.
Which happens after a thousand period of time. Revelation 20 verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می‌کند به دریاچه آتش و گوگرد انداخته شد، جایی که وحش و پیامبر دروغین هستند و ایشان تا ابد شبانه روز عذاب خواهند کشید.
Yeah, so the devil is tossed in the lake of fire.
جهنم شیطان به دریاچه آتش فرستاده شد.
And by the way, they also believe that the devil is burned up.
و ایمان دارن که جهنم هم شیطان هم می‌سوزه تو جهنم.
But it says where the beast and the false prophet are.
اما میگه نابود نشدن بلکه هستن
there.
شیطان و نعمالان دروغین اونجا هستن دارن شکنجه میشن.
Now, when were the beast and the false prophet thrown in there?
چه زمانی اون شیطان و معلمین دروغین فرستاده میشن به اونجا؟
At the very beginning of
در آغاز اونها.
They're there already for a thousand years.
هزاران سال اونجا هستن.
Yeah, it's not temporarily.
موقتی نیستن.
It'll go forever and ever.
ابدالآباد ادامه پیدا خواهد کرد.
No rest, day nor night.
استراحتی نخواهند داشت چه صبح چه شب.
Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
ایشان در عذاب جاودانی خواهند رفت اما عادلان در حیات جاودانی.
Yeah, does it say temporal punishment now?
نمیگه موقتی مجازات میشن.
Burned up now.
بلکه میگه از جاودانی جاود مجازات جاودانی
the doctor of annihilation is false
و اینکه تموم میشه مجازاتمون و نابود میشیم دروغه و کتاب مقدس نیست مجازات عبادت ادامه داره ابدی است و جهنم ابدی است همون جوری که بهشت ابدی است
they're following in false prophet who teaches these false
نبی دروغی رو قبول دارن که درس های این دروغی رو میداده بهشون
And take her writings as authority.
و نوشته او رو به عنوان قدرت بیشتر از اینکه کلام خداوند
باشه استفاده می‌کنن.
در حقیقت یه فرقه دروغی است.
Hovering somewhere between Jehovah's Witnesses and
یعنی در حقیقت یه جایی هستن بین شاهدان یهوه و من نزدیکتر به ایماندارا ولی کلاً ایماندار نیستن.
Like the Jehovah's Witnesses.
همونجوری که شاهدان یهوه.
They also teach that Jesus is Michael the Archangel.
ایمان دارن که عیسی مسیح اون مایکل در حقیقت فرشته خداوند اومده.
And they end up in that because they have this teaching about the great controversy and this is about a battle between Jesus and Satan
in good angels and bad angels
but of course the Bible says that Michael fought against the dragon and his angels so then they would say oh Jesus is Michael the Archangel.
No,
Jesus is not Michael the Archangel. That's not what the Bible teaches.
Now,
we looked at quite a list of false doctrines already. And if you see a group that goes wrong at so many places, you should understand that they're not Christians.
Now,
if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you cannot get this far
And
they even have their own Bible version.
That's
an horrific version.
I don't have time to
look at examples of that.
But
of course, they modify scriptures to fit their own
doctrines.
It's called the clear word.
میگن کلام روشن.
Now they like to deny that this is their Bible.
اما قبول نمیخوان قبول کنن که این کتاب مقدسشونه.
Because I think it made them look stupid.
چون کتاب مقدسشونه.
But then it's published by one of their main guys by their main publishing agency.
نویسنده هاشون و یکی از چاپخونه های بزرگ خودشون اون کتابو چاپ کرده.
This translation will make the Jehovah's Witnesses world or wilt translation. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
زیرا که چنین اشخاص رسولان دروغی و کارگزاران مکار هستند که خیشتن را به رسولان مسیح شبیه می سازند.
I thought you were finished.
No.
عجیب نیست چون که خود شیطان هم خیشتن را فرشته نور شبیه می سازد. پس امر بزرگی نیست که خادمان به خیشتن را به خادمان عدالت شبیه سازند که عاقبت ایشان بر حسب اعمالشان خواهد بود.
Yes, the Bible is warning us here that there are false apostles that will be appearing as apostles of Christ. Yeah, like Satan will make himself appear as an angel of light.
Yeah.
His ministers will do the same. Now, the Seventh-day Adventist group is one of the most deceptive in this regard, especially the stance of salvation.
مخصوصا در مورد نجاتمون و نجات واقعی.
The Bible warns for false gospels.
کتاب مقدس اعلام خطر میکنه.
Go to Galatians 1. Galatians 1:6.
I marvel. اول قرنت غلاطیان فصل 1 آیه 6 تا 8 رو با هم دیگه بخونید.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you, and would prefer the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you that then that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:6-8.
تعجب میکنم که بدین زودی از آن کس که شما را به فیض مسیح خوانده است برمیگردید به سوی انجیل دیگر، که انجیل دیگر نیست، اما بعضی هستند که شما را مضطرب میسازند و میخواهند انجیل مسیح را تبدیل نمایند.
Yeah, how many gospels are there?
چند تا انجیل وجود داره؟
That's just one.
آیا هشت هم بخون؟
Yeah, the gospel.
بلکه هرگاه ما هم یا فرشته یا آسمان انجیلی غیر از آن که به آن بشارت دادیم به شما رسانیم، آناتیما باد.
Yeah, that's just one gospel, and there are those who preach another gospel, which is not a gospel at all.
Now,
the Seventh Adventists preach another gospel, and it is a works-based gospel.
If
you go to their website, they are very careful to say the writings. They will say it's by faith. They will even say you can have lose your salvation. They must be Christians, right? Wrong. Yeah, first of all, we shouldn't believe anything that's on their website. They can still say things and they're not true. But listen to what it says on the website. Salvation is all of grace and other works. But its fruitage is obedience to the commandments.
نجات از طریق فیض و فیض از نه از اعمال و اما ثمرش اطاعت از فرم شریعت.
At first sight, it doesn't look that bad.
اولش خیلی بد نیست.
We're saved by grace.
نجات پیدا کردیم از طریق فیض، از طریق ایمان، نه از اعمالمون.
That's what Ephesians 2:8-9 says.
اما 2:8-9 هم همینو به ما میگه.
Yeah, so it sounds okay.
میدونم که به نظرش از صداش خوب باشه.
But that's not what they actually believe.
اما واقعا اعتقادشون این نیست.
And a good indicator of what they believe, and I'll look into some quotes in a moment.
دارن یه سری از گفته‌های معلمینشون رو براتون می‌خونم. کلمه اماست.
Yeah, but the fruitage
اما ثمره
is obedience to the commandments.
اما ثمره
نشان. What they will claim is that if you're Christian, then what automatically follows from that you will keep the commandments. Following from that, if you do not keep the commandments, then you're not a Christian. Now, we are saved unto good works that we should walk in them. But it doesn't mean that every Christian will do the works. And also doesn't mean that you can look at a person and say, oh, he doesn't do what is right, so oh, he's not a Christian. You can't say that.
We have this
whole chapter in the Bible called James 2 where it talks about faith, that is without works.
Is dead. The
faith is called dead.
ایمان مرده است.
It's still faith.
اما هنوز ایمانه.
It just doesn't benefit anybody.
اما ایمان نیست که سودی برای هیچ کسی نداره.
Yeah, because there are no works that are added to it.
در حقیقت هیچ عملی بهش اضافه نشده، پس ایمانشون هیچ فایده‌ای برای هیچ کسی نداره.
Does that mean that this person doesn't go to heaven?
آیا معنیش اینه که این فرد به بهشت نمیره؟ نه.
It's faith, and by faith we are saved.
و ایمان نجات پیدا میکنه. و ایمان هنوز وجود داره.
People always go,
همیشه مردم
say,
میگن
oh, but it says here that Abraham was justified by works.
ابراهیم با اعمالش عادل شمرده شد.
When he sacrificed Isaac.
وقتی اسحاق رو قربانی کرد.
So are you saying that that's when
یعنی در
حقیقت
ابراهیم زمانی که نجات پیدا کرد.
When there's something years old.
وقتی 100 خورده ساله بود نجات پیدا کرد؟
No, of course not.
نه.
Here's what that means.
میدونی ابراهیم چی جوری کرد؟
He was justified before men.
عادل شمرده شد در دیدگاه همه انسان‌های
اطرافش.
حالا همه انسان‌ها تونستن ایمان رو که سالها در قلبش داشتن رو ببینن، به خاطر عملش همه اونها دیده شد.
Let's read Romans 4:5.
رومیان فصل
4 آیه 5. Just help you understand that in case you're confused. Romans 4:5.
رومیان 4:5.
Read Romans 4 at home if you have questions about this. Oh no, no, back up a little bit. Read first from verse 1
از آیه 1 بخونیم تا 5. رومیان 4:1-5.
What shall we say then that Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh had found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he had thereof the glory, but not before God. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteous. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believe it on him justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
پس روایت چه میگوید که پدر ما ابراهیم به حسب جسد شد، زیرا اگر ابراهیم به اعمال عادل شمرده شد جای فرق داره، اما نه در نزد خدا. زیرا کتاب چه میگوید؟ ابراهیم به خدا ایمان آورد، آن را برای او عدالت محسوب شد. اما برای کسی که عمل میکند، مزدش نه از راه فیض، بلکه از راه طلب محسوب میشود. و اما کسی که عمل نکند، بلکه ایمان آورد، به او که بدینیان را عادل میشمارد، ایمان او عدالت محسوب میشود.
Abraham will be justified by works.
اگر ابراهیم با اعمالش نجات پیدا کنه،
he would have something
یه کاری میکرد.
To glory before God.
جلال داشت در مقابل خدا.
But the Bible says nobody will
خداوند میگه هیچ کسی نمیتونه مقبول باشه در مقابل خداوند به خاطر روشی که بهش رسیده.
But not before God.
نه به وسیله مردم. ابراهیم نجات پیدا کرد با ایمان.
Yeah. If you have belief in Christ,
اگر شما ایمان
دارید در مسیح you get backslidden,
و بعد دور شین از خدا
it doesn't mean you're never saved.
به این معنی نیست که هیچ وقت نجات پیدا نکردید.
Yet the Seventh Day Adventist teach
کلیسای هفتم ادونتیست
that this is a proof that you're not
ثابت
saved.
میکنه که شما نجات ندارید چون عمل ندارید چون عمل به تو اضافه نشد.
Yeah, that's a works based gospel. That is trusting on works.
انجیلی است که اعمال ما اعتماد داره.
And it doesn't matter
اعتماد کردن به
اعمالمونه.
نمیگی اگرم میگی با ایمان مهم نیست، موضوع اینه که اعتقاد داری بعد عمل وجود داره. معنی واقعی کلامت
این نیست. در حقیقت شیطانه
که داره تظاهر میکنه فرشته خداوند هست.
They said, "Oh, but who endures till the end will go to heaven." That's what it will say in regards to salvation.
Now,
that's a quote from Matthew
24.
And you can look it up yourself. That doesn't talk about spiritual salvation.
It
talks about physical salvation in time of persecution. Read 24 a couple of verses later. You will actually see that explained.
Yeah, we cannot
lose our salvation.
کسی نمیتونه از دست بده چون خداوند گفته اگر ایمان دارید در من همیشه زنده خواهید بود، همیشه. هر آن که به من ایمان آورد مجازات نگردد بلکه زندگی جاودان داشته باشد. اول یوحنا فصل 5 آیه 13. اول یوحنا 5:13.
These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God.
این را نوشتم که به شما به نام پسر خدا ایمان آورید تا بدانید که حیات جاودانی دارید، تا به نام پسر خدا ایمان بیاورید. تا بدانید زندگی جاوید دارید.
How can we know?
چجوری میتونیم بدونیم؟
Because we already determined that we're going to be walking right before God.
چون میتونیم در مقابل خداوند قدم برداریم.
We can know that.
بلکه میدونیم.
But we can know.
اما مطمئنیم که کلام خداوند در مورد نجات میگه اعتمادمون رو بر او بذاریم.
That's by grace.
از طریق فیض، از طریق ایمان، نه از اعمالمون.
Titus 3:5.
Titus 3:5.
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5.
Titus 3:5.
And then we're going to Romans. Titus 3:5.
نه به سبب اعمالی که به عدالت کرده بودیم، بلکه محض رحمت خود ما را نجات داد به غسل تولدی تازه و تازگی که از روح القدس است.
Romans 11:6.
رومیان 11:6.
And by grace, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است، دیگر از اعمال نیست. وگر نه فیض، دیگر فیض نیست. اما اگر از اعمال است، دیگر از فیض نیست. ولا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
A Christian can backslide.
یک مسیحی ممکن عقب
گرد کنه. A Christian can go after the lust of the
flesh. یک مسیحی میتونه دنبال شهوت جسمش بره.
It'll bring destruction on the life.
نابودی رو به حضورمون ببره.
God will be on the case, chastening them.
کلام خداوند پشت سرش بیاد و تنبیهش کنه.
But they can walk after the flesh.
اما میتونن در مقابل جسممون قدم بردارن.
It is when they walk after the spirit if they choose to do that.
وقتی پشت روح خداوند قدم بردارن.
Then the fruit of the spirit will become visible.
و اون موقع است که ثمره روح خداوند آشکار میشه.
It's not a but in that statement of the seven Adventists. We should have the fruits.
باید
of the spirit in our lives.
باید ثمره روح داشته باشیم مگر نجات.
Let me give you some quotes that will show you that this is what they really believe. That is by works.
جمله هایی رو که با ازینشون استفاده میکنن چون کتاب مقدسشون گولمون میزنه.
This is from their prophetess Ellen G. White.
Ellen G. White جمله‌ای که گفته.
It's from their book Christ Object Lessons page.
درس مسیح در سال صفحه 155.
And this is the quote. Those who accept the Savior, however sincere their conversion, should never be taught to say or feel that they are saved. This is misleading.
اونهایی که قبول میکنن نجات دهنده رو، کسایی که ایمان میارن، هیچ وقت به اونها درس ندید که نجات پیدا کردن چون گول میخورن.
It's misleading or deceptive to say that a person who believes in Jesus Christ is saved.
اگه کسی به عیسی مسیح ایمان بیاره و نجات پیدا کرده،
That's heresy.
در حقیقت کفره.
Yeah, faith in Christ saves a person.
ایمان در یک نجات به یه نفر رو نجات میده.
The idea of communicating here is that.
و این چیزی که اعلام میکنه،
You don't know if you're worthy.
مطمئن نیستی که ارزش داشته باشی.
You need to crucify yourself.
باید خودت رو صلیب
بکشی.
باید خودت رو با اجبار به بهشت برسونی. زندگی خوب رو داشته باشی.
And during till the end.
و تا آخر تحمل بیاری.
But that's not the gospel.
اما این انجیل نیست.
Page 243 from the same book.
243 در همون کتاب.
Here is our position.
راه ما.
Only those will be saved who, having been redeemed by the grace of Christ, walk in obedience to all the light that God sheds on their way.
کسانی نجات پیدا میکنند که آزاد شدن در فیض مسیح و در راه درست قدم برمی‌دارن و اطاعت میکنند.
That's full blown works based salvation.
کاملاً اعلام میکنه که از اعمال نجات پیدا میکنیم نه از فیض.
You better hope that God is not shining His light in your way.
امیدوارم خداوند زیاد
If that directly holds you accountable
in اگر قرار اونقدر نور رو تو زندگی برات بریزه اونقدر نورش عمیق نباشه که تمام سیاهی‌های زندگیمون دیده بشه.
Now, I already made a remark about
بارها بهتون گفتم در مورد سبت و ایمانشون به سبت. برای من مهم نیست یکی میخواد شنبه خدا رو بپرسته، یکی میخواد خدا رو یک شنبه بپرسته، یه روز میخواد روز شنبه رو تعطیل اعلام کنه و اون روز کلن به خدا تقدیم کنه. برای من مهم نیست. کلام خداوند رومیان فصل 4 آیه 5 میگه
One man is esteemed one day above another, another is esteemed every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind.
اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد
14:5
Romans 14:5
رومیان 14:5 یکی یک روز را دیگری بهتر می‌داند و دیگری هر روز را برابر می‌شمارد. پس هر کس در ذهن خود متقاعد
باشد.
میخواید
go ahead.
یه روز تعمل یک شنبه.
Knock yourself out. That's fine.
برو یک شنبه پرستش کن.
It becomes a problem.
مشکل زمانی میشه که
when you make it on work that you need to do.
روزت مجبوری که شنبه پرستش کنی وگرنه خداوند
نمی‌شناسه. Or even worse.
یا بدتر
when you decide that this will become
بگیری.
A mark
یک نشونی بشه برات
to show if somebody is saved or not.
یه نفر نجات داری یا نجات
Because
نداره.
The Seventh Adventists believe that in the end,
اعلام دارن که در ایام آخر
the true Christians
مسیحی واقعی
will keep the Sabbath.
سبت رو نگه داشته. همشو. حتی یه روزش
And this will be the dividing mark
اگر این نشونه یه جداییه یه نفره که آیا واقعا نجات داری یا نجات نداره
You don't keep the Sabbath. Oh.
سبت رو نداری
you're not a Christian.
پس مسیحی نیست.
Yeah? That's works-based religion.
و در حقیقت مذهب اضافه کرده و هیچ فیض درونش نیست.
They persecuted on the Sabbath and you failed to keep the Sabbath.
You don't. سبت رو سبت به تو حمله شد مجبوری فرار کنی وا.
That's false Christianity.
چون مجبور شدی روز سبت بهت کار کنی.
Now I want to read him some quote for this last thing we'll do.
آخرین کاری که
میخوام بکنم. False doctrine of the investigative judgment.
قضاوتی که خداوند داره تحقیق میکنه.
This is from the book called The Great Controversy.
کتاب Great Controversy.
Yeah, from the prophetess Ellen G. White.
همون Ellen G. White نوشته.
And this book is on par with the Bible according to them.
483 که میگن این کتاب دقیقاً دمیده خداوند به اندازه کتاب مقدس اعتقاد داره.
Let me read you a few quotes from this.
چند تا آیه رو براتون بخونم.
As the books of record are opened in the judgment.
وقتی قضاوت ما باز در روز قضاوت کتاب قضاوتمون بازه
of all who have believed on Jesus come in review before God
تمام زندگی همه در مقابل عیسی مسیح باز میشه
beginning with those who first lived upon the earth
اول اون کسایی که در زمین زندگی کردن
our advocate presents the cases of each successive generation
هر نسلمون بعد از نسلمون باز میشه
and close with the living
و آخرین قضاوت اون کسی است که زنده است
every name is mentioned
هر نامی برده خواهد شد
every case closely investigated
هر کیسی باید تحقیق بشه در موردش
names are accepted
نام ها قبول میشن
names are rejected
نام ها رد
میشن names rejected
نام ها
yeah,
رد
this is on page 483 of the book
فصل 483 هستن
yeah. So this is in regards to those who believe on Jesus.
اونهایی که ایمان دارن به عیسی مسیح باز میشن. بعضیا قبول میشن.
Others get rejected.
بعضیا رد میشن.
That's the gospel of works.
این انجیل عمله.
Let me read another quote.
یا یه دیگه رو براتون بخونم.
At a time appointed for judgment to close off the 2300 days in 1844 began the work of investigation and blotting out of sins.
در روز قضاوت در سال 2300 روز در سال 1844 کار تحقیقات خداوند در گناهان ما شروع شد.
All who have ever taken upon themselves the name of Christ
در زمین نام مسیح رو قرار گرفتن
must pass its searching scrutiny.
باید بگرده و این تحقیقات در موردش بشه.
Both the living and the dead are
judged. چه زنده و چه مرده قضاوت بشه.
Out of those things which are written in the books
according to their works. در آن چیزهایی که در کلام
works.
نوشته شده و اعمالشون آیا انجام شده یا انجام نشده.
It must pass its searching scrutiny.
باید انقدر تحقیق شه، انقدر متخصص بشه که آیا واقعا تو نجات پیدا می‌کنی یا نه.
That's works based salvation. The only judgment that we will experience
is a judgment of Christ. قضاوتی که ما تجربه خواهیم کرد روز قضاوت تخت سفید مسیحه که به ما پاداش خواهد داد.
And that's determine our rewards.
و پاداشمون داده میشه نه مجازات.
Last quote.
آخرین جمله که میخوام در مورد اون کتاب بخونم 490 اعلام شده.
The all nations are to pass in judgment before God.
همه ملت‌ها قضاوت رو در مقابل خداوند خواهند
دید. Yet he'll examine the case of each individual with a close
and searching scrutiny. کیس هر کسی رو باز خواهد کرد. میگرده انقدر وحشتناک میگرده.
As if there were not another being on upon the earth.
که دیگه هیچ کسی دیگه در زمین زنده نباشه.
All the focus is on you.
همه تمرکزها بر او.
Everyone must be tested.
همه آزمایش بشن.
And found. Without spot or wrinkle,
بدون لکه or any such بدون thing. در حقیقت بدون عیب و ایراد بدون چروک
without spot or wrinkle
بدون لکه و بدون چروک
you're doomed
ناامید میشیم
this is sinless perfection
یک زندگی بدون عیب و گناه داشته باشی
extreme works
تا به اون حد برسی و حقیقت نشون میده که بدون عمل نجات پیدا نمیکنی کتاب مقدس میگه که فقط خداوند نیکوست
even if you say you are without sin
اگه تو میگی بدون گناه هستی حقیقت درون تو نیست و تو دروغگو هستی
the seventh adventist
روز
هفتم ادونتیست
ایمان داره به
And they use very deceptive language on the
website.
یک
زبانی پر از گیج کننده در سایتشون و اعتقاداتشون دارن.
They're not biblical Christianity. They're cult.
مسیحیت که در مقدسی نیستن. در حقیقت یه دونه فرقه دروغی
هستن.
پشت گروهی هستن که تحقیقات دروغی میکنن.
They are wrong on teaching that we have to keep the Sabbath.
که میگن باید سبت رو نگه داریم.
They wrongly believe in the second redemptive work of Christ. اشتباهی
اعتقاد دارن که کار مسیح باید دوباره برای نجات بشه. در صورتی که عیسی مسیح میگه یک بار انجام دادن برای همه چه در از اول چه در آخر.
A false prophetess named Ellen G. White.
و Ellen G. White یکی از بزرگترین نبی‌هاشون که دروغ‌ترین معلم دروغی در تاریخ وجود داره. رویاهای عجیب و غریبی که دارن. نوشته‌هاش رو به اندازه‌ای که تا مقدس مهم
They're only wrongly believe in sleep.
اعتقاد دارن به اینکه جان‌ها می‌خوابه تا بعدها بلند بشه.
They're wrongly believe in
اعتقاد غلط دارن که در حقیقت جهنم وجود نداره، جهنم نابودی میرسه.
They're wrongly believe Jesus is Michael the Archangel.
که عیسی مسیح مایکل ده انجل فرشته میکائیل.
And even though they don't like to admit this, they have their own version of the Bible.
خودشون هم ترجمه‌ای که در مقدس خودشون دارن.
They created the thing and published it.
ساختنشون رو چاپش کردن ولی حالا امروز زدن زیرش.
And their own salvation.
و در مورد نجات هم اشتباه کردن. در حقیقت نشون میده که انجیلشون به عمالتی.
That's why we don't call them Christians.
برای همین امروز ما اونها رو مسیحی نمیخونیم.
Yeah, that's why the Seventh Day Adventist.
برای همین کلیسای هفتم ادونتیست.
Group is a cult.
یک مذهب دروغی است. باید از اونها دور
باشید.
و بیان دوم قرنتیان فصل 11 13 تا 15 رو یه بار دیگه بخونیم و موعظه‌مون رو با اون تموم کنیم.
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
زیرا که چنین اشخاص رسولان دروغین کارگزاران مکار هستند که خویشتن را به رسولان مسیح شبیه میسازند و عجیب نیست چون که خود شیطان هم خویشتن را به فرشته نور شبیه میسازد پس امر بزرگی نیست که خادمان وی خویشتن را به خادمان ادارت شبیه سازند که عاقبت ایشان بر حسب اعمالشان خواهد
آمین
آمین
آمین